From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The head of Egypt's investigative team says no definite conclusions have been reached in spite of increasing signs that it was a bomb that brought down a Russian passenger jet 1 week ago in the Sinai Peninsula. An unexplained noise heard in the final second of audio recordings from the cockpit of the doomed jet has aroused intense suspicion. But Egypt's chief investigator says his team has not been able to determine whether it signaled an explosion or something else. The investigator says all data from the Airbus jet taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh en route to Russia ended 23 minutes and 14 seconds after takeoff. The debris was scattered over a 13-kilometer-wide area on the ground, confirming that the aircraft shattered into pieces at high altitude. All 224 passengers and crew aboard, most of whom were Russian vacationers, were killed in the crash. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Russia is off track in its involvement in Syria. Carter said Saturday at the Reagan National Defense Forum, the Russians are not fighting the Islamic State as they said they would, but are instead backing President Bashar al-Assad instead of working for a political transition. A monitoring group says at least 23 Syrian civilians were killed today in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rebel-held town outside of Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 6 children and 7 women are among the dead in the attack on the town of Douma. In Myanmar, polls have opened for the first relatively free election in a quarter of a century. As many as 30 million people are expected to cast ballots Sunday, selecting for more than 6,000 candidates for both houses of the national parliament and regional assemblies. The vote could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy power. She's urging everyone to get out and vote, even though she is barred from running under the current constitutional law. This is VOA News.